No, it's not. Well, it will. It'll be great for the company in that meeting, us meeting him.
Thank you for being patient this afternoon. We just went through a very long briefing and we had to cover a lot of ground. I want to bring you up to speed on where we are with the incident over in West Ghent. At this time, the fire is approximately 99% out. We have crews still on the scene, just dealing with some issues in certain areas of the building. And we believe that we will have it fully out very shortly. Issues related, which I mentioned before, with testing, we've had the EPA here testing air quality. They believe the air quality in the area is basically back to normal. They found no issues with the air quality. We've had the area, the soot, or the residue from the soot, sampled, and the materials came back non-detectable for PCBs. We are going to, at this point, do some additional testing just to quantify those results and make sure there's nothing else that we might have missed. In addition to that, we will be addressing other situations at the facility and around the area. We will be lifting the 15-mile area radius around the site and the sheltering it at home. And at this point, we are going to try to put things somewhat back to a normal position. At this point, I'll turn this over to doctor?
Sir, could you just say and spell your first and last name just so we have it correctly?
My name is William Black, B-L-A-C-K, and I'm the Director of Emergency Management for Columbia County.
I'm Jerry Howard, the Commissioner of the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services. This was a terrible fire. Anytime you have an incident like this in a chemical facility, with the kind of chemicals that were stored, you have the potential for a really difficult situation. The county, the sheriff, the county fire, and Bill Black, the county emergency management director, did an incredible job last night in coordinating this. The state provided a lot of assistance. State police last night helped with the evacuation. I had staff from both OEM and the fire, Office of Fire, on scene within 20-30 minutes to help the county. The fire, as Bill said, I've spent the last few hours at the site. As Bill said, the fire is virtually out. They're going to be there for quite some time, hitting hot spots. The volunteers from the county did an incredible job. They were assisted by the Army National Guard crash truck that came in this morning and really helped put the rest of the fire out. The issues that we're dealing with now are several. First of all, we want to get all the sampling done, and Gus Burkhead will discuss that in a minute. The state lab is working on that. We're working very close with the EPA, and state DEC is out in the field doing sampling and doing all they can to get as much information as quickly as possible so we can reassure people that based based on the information we have right now, there doesn't seem to be a problem. We're going to go ahead and provide assistance now with everything from resupplying foam that was used. We're going to bring in an incident management team from the state. We are bringing in more people from the Office of Fire Prevention and Control to assist with sampling and assist with any decon that's necessary. The next issue that's going to confront the county is what to do with the residual chemicals and what to do with the site itself. DEC will take the lead on that. They will work with the county to try and figure out what's necessary, how best to handle any residual chemicals. And the governor wanted me to reassure the county that anything they need as far as resources, we're here to provide. So we're going to be here as long as necessary, with as many people as necessary to support the county. But again, the county deserves an enormous amount of credit for the job they did last night and continue to do today. That's all I have. That's the truth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gus Burkhead, B-I-R-K-H-E-A-D. I'm the Deputy Commissioner for Public Health at the State Health Department. And I also want to add my acknowledgement of the county's efforts in this. In our case, particularly the county health department's been very involved in providing advice to citizens and helping to assess the health risks. Just in terms of the health risks, I think this fire is not different from other fires in the nature of the health risks that we're seeing, particularly now that we have information that there were no PCBs measurable. The PCBs in the fire probably burned up by the time. But obviously with any fire, you have issues of air quality and then issues of the soot that's left over after the fire. So in terms of the air quality, good news, the fire is out at this point, so there shouldn't be any continuing problem with the air quality. As with any fire, I think if you're exposed to smoke in a level that it might cause health problems, you'll be able to smell it. So people should know whether or not they have had any exposure. But the kinds of things you would expect, it's sort of common sense in terms of smoke exposure. If you have respiratory condition or asthma or some other condition, smoke exposure may worsen those symptoms. I think I would urge anybody in the county who thinks they're having symptoms related to the fire, to the smoke, to call their doctor and talk with their doctor about it. That's the best, most direct way to get it addressed. But I think this fire is probably no different from any other fire, except that it extended maybe to a wider area. But in terms of the air quality now, that any health risks should be at an end. In terms of the soot and the buildup, we will be getting out some instructions later on today about cleanup, but I think it's going to be a normal common sense soap and water type of cleanup that we're going to be recommending in most cases, and we'll have specific directions on handling air conditioner units and other things like that, but we'll get that information out as quickly as we can. But I think the cleanup should be, as I said, sort of a common sense approach. If you have soot from a fire contaminating your house or other facility, it's basically going to be the kind of cleanup that you would expect for. So we have been in touch through the county health department with the hospital. I think we're not aware of people going to the hospital with symptoms related to the fire, so we think the health impact was probably mitigated by advising folks to stay indoors, turn off their air conditioners, and keep windows closed. That's all now relaxed, and so I think we can get back to normal life, and we will have some specific instructions on the cleanup, but I think it's not going to be anything unusual, basic soap and water type of cleanup. So, thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Mark Gerstmann. I'm Executive Deputy Commissioner at the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. I want to reiterate what Commissioner Hauer said about the county's efforts to bring this fire under control and to ensure that the residents were protected and public health and safety was taken care of. County's done an excellent job of that. We've been out at the site since the last night with our spill response folks. We've evaluated, in fact, we took the preliminary sample results that were referred to and found that the swipes from some of the equipment on site turned out non-detect for PCBs. That's very good news, and we'll continue to monitor the situation. Additional samples will be sent off for testing, and we'll get you the results as soon as we get them. We'll continue to evaluate the site after the fire is out. We'll characterize the site. We'll make efforts to determine what the extent of contamination is at the site, if any. We'll evaluate the results working with the county Department of Health and the other state agencies that are represented here. EPA is here and is doing real-time air monitoring for particulate matter, and those results will be made available when they are received. We will, in fact, be evaluating the circumstances from an environmental perspective that led to the fire, and we'll be doing a thorough evaluation of the facility. Thank you very much.
Does anybody have any questions they would like to address to any of the people on the panel?
What was on fire? What was in there?
The building had a drum of PCBs, a very small amount. It had approximately 20,000 gallons of mineral oil, and it had shouldn't have asked me.
There was equipment in there as well, right?
And there was two trucks and motor oil and a couple forklifts with some propane tanks and another propane cylinder. The building, the cause of the fire is under investigation, and at this point, basically what happened is that the petroleum products started on fire, and then just we made a decision to pull our people out because there was nothing there to save because the building was fully involved, and we did not want to risk human life to save a building.
What's been the response from TCI to what you people have done?
They have worked with us. They have provided anything we've asked for so far to date, and they've been trying to give us anything we've needed.
There was a fire there back in January. Now, is there an agency that is supposed to be monitoring this facility, and how can there be two fires there in 1 year, and when was the last time it was checked out?
That is under investigation by the powers to be, and I'm sure that will all be addressed as we move forward.
Was this building vacant? I mean, obviously this equipment was there, but were they still working even after this fire in January?
Yes, they were actually working at this facility. It was an ongoing facility that employed a number of people from Columbia County.
Were they there last night, so before the fire? Were people there working?
I don't have that information. I'm sure that will come out in the investigation.
Can you talk about the response? Some people were saying the response lacked a little bit. What did you as a county do as soon as you got word that there was a fire to get the word out to residents to take the proper precautions?
We notified all the media outlets. We sent a press release out. We also post everything on, the county has a Facebook account, New York Alert, and 911 has a Facebook account. We did try to notify everybody as quickly as possible. With it happening in the middle of the night, people woke up this morning and it was plastered on every news channel and paper. But we wanted to make sure they were aware of what was happening in that area.
What would you say to residents allaying their fears? There's people out here who said that they didn't receive proper notification, but what would you say to kind of allaying the fears that they may have relative to the PCBs?
I'm sorry, I need to say that again. I think I missed.
What would you say to residents to allay any fears that they may have, especially given you mentioned the PCBs? A lot of people, when they hear PCBs, they're overly concerned. So what would you say to them?
The PCBs were sampled, and it was specifically sampled for PCBs, and they came back from a state approved lab as non-detectable, meaning they didn't find anything. We are taking additional samples, checking for other chemicals, but the preliminary data shows there were no PCBs found in any of the residue or any of the swab tests that were done on any of the fire vehicles, personnel.
So that means that if soot is on my garden, in my pool, on my yard,
on my car, that I just use soap and water and I'm okay?
We're going to send out guidance. Columbia County Health Department's going to put a guidance information or press release out that's going to tell you how to deal with soot that you may have at your residence, in your yard, on your roof, sidewalk, and we're going to give you how you should deal with it.
Can you give any reassurances to people that have continued concerns regarding air quality? I know someone from the health department mentioned that everything's okay now. What do you say to the people that woke up and it was burning throughout the night? Was there any threat at any point just to kind of calm people if they are in fear?
We took a very proactive approach, a very conservative approach to protect the public safety of every resident of the county and the firemen that were addressing it. And in doing so, we might have, I don't believe we did anything that should be overlooked, but we took a 50-mile radius of that facility so that we were assured that if the wind changed and the plume changed, that it was, everybody was well covered. You have a lot of school programs that are out in the area this time of year. You have a lot of children that go to all these outdoor school or town park programs, and we wanted to address those, and that's why we did it that way.
So that has been lifted, correct? We can report that 15-mile radius has been lifted.
That has been lifted.
To be outside?
Yes,
okay.
That has been lifted, and the preliminary data that we received shows that there is nothing that we should be concerned with PCBs.
Were there any traces of dioxins that were found?
Excuse me?
Were there any traces of dioxins that were found?
At this point, I don't have any data to support that.
So there were none?
I have none that proved that it was taken, but we are testing it.
But DEC or health aggressive.
From what we understand, testing for dioxins is going to be done by the EPA lab, and the results are available tomorrow. I think we would expect to find dioxins because you find dioxins after any kind of a fire. So that would not be an unexpected result, but testing is being done with results tomorrow.
What have you tested for besides PCBs? Air quality or soot?
We basically tested the air quality and that whole basic facility and around that facility, and the DEC ran PCB testing. They did do some other testing, but everything came back non-detectable. They are doing more at this point, which will include dioxins, as the doctor just addressed, and I'm sure there will be another slew of samples for VOCs, and which are volatile organic compounds, to make sure there's nothing else there.
I'm sorry, doctor, you said you do expect to find traces of dioxins. Do you expect to find any dangerous levels of dioxins?
I think we don't know. It appears that most of the PCBs burned up in the fire. With how much of that ended up as dioxin versus other things, we don't know. So we'll await those results. That's why we're doing the test.
How long does it take to get back the results?
We've been told it's a 24-hour turnaround, so results sometime tomorrow.
Can you go over some of the firefighting measures, since a lot of these are volunteer departments and being accustomed to fighting a fire like this in an industrial facility? Did they keep water on it at all times last night, or did they back off from it altogether? How?
When the fire company first arrived, they made a they attacked the inside of the structure. They made entry into the building, and they were addressing the fire within the building. There were starting to be internal explosions within the building that were caused by propane tanks, mineral oil, fuel oil, and the decision was made, do we risk human life to save a building that's fully involved? So the decision was made to pull out because of a large quantity of mineral oil, propane, fuel oil, and at that point they went into a defensive posture and moved back.
So I know there's no definitive cause yet, but I'm sure you guys are doing some preliminary investigations. Is there anything to show you what may have been the cause of this?
We haven't even really been able to get in with the teams to evaluate it, but DEC and state police and the sheriff's office will be doing a thorough investigation.
Can you tell us whether there were any sprinklers or preventive measures there, like the phone that the company had in place?
I don't have any of that information.
Residents of Rensselaer County received phone calls. I believe it's a reverse 911 system. Does Columbia County have something like that to alert residents in a potential impact zone?
We utilize the New York Alert Program and We are also a member of the 211 program, which gets the information out. We do not have the reverse 911.
Were residents contacted via phone that were in a potential impact area?
I would say no.
You said you're lifting the 15-mile radius. If there's still volatile chemicals that are being tested, should residents in that area still be precautious and stay indoors and not try and interact with some of the certain contaminants that might be still out there that you're testing?
I think the doctor should probably address that.
I think what the information we have is that the air quality is okay now. The fire is essentially out. So in terms of opening up windows, going outside, it's okay for people to do that. We'll get instructions out later today on how to do the cleanup of the soot. But people should be prudent. They shouldn't be, you know, throwing it in the air and breathing it. So we'll get some instructions out for people how to handle that.
Do we have any idea whether there are any injuries at all on the part of first responders, or have you had people show up at medical clinics complaining of the eye irritation, coughing that you put out there?
We had one fireman transported to an area hospital, and we had another one treated at the site. That's the only information I have regarding that.
Are there
any equipment supplies from the Homeland Security that was provided to the firefighters, the first responders?
Columbia County requested through the State Emergency Coordination Center assistance with a crash truck. The truck came from Stratton Air Force Base. It's a foam unit that they use at airports to put out large fires. That came in today at 9 a.m. this morning with foam, and we've also received assistance through State Emergency Management, OFPC, Rensselaer County's hazmat team. Rensselaer County has supplied foam, Dutchess County, Greene County. You have to remember, everybody, that I'm a born Columbia County boy, but these are all volunteer firemen. They did a great job. They put their lives on the line for each and every resident of this county. And I was there last night, and I have 30 years of fire experience, and I've never seen explosions like I saw last night.
Any financial relief for people, you know, who are now have to deal with the debris because of this fire?
We will be dealing with that through the State Office of Emergency Management, and there could be.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Today or?
No.
Chris.